Well, good morning again. Hope you feel the love of Christ in this place. Does anybody feel the love of Christ in this place?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe the Spirit is here. And He was waiting on us when we arrived this morning. If you are a visitor this morning, and especially a first-time visitor, we want to make sure that you know we're glad you're here. And we hope that you do feel the love of Christ in this place. I want to invite you in the seat in front of you. There's a blue card. I invite you to pull one of those out and fill it out. We don't demand that of you, but would love to know that you were here. You can just leave that in your seat when you have filled it out, and we'll find that. If you would like to be added to our email list, you can put your email address down there. And be sure and check the box so we know you'd like to be added in that way also. I want to also go ahead and highlight, I don't do this all the time, but I want to highlight what else you'll find for members, what you'll find in that seat pocket. We've got a yellow card that if you have any sort of decision that you would like to make, a decision for Christ, a decision to join this church, or would like to visit with me about joining the church, anything like that, you can put your name and information there and I'll be contacting you. Green card is for prayers. If you we have a prayer team that usually on Monday we gather up all the prayer requests. We send this out to our prayer team and they are praying for you all during the week. You can check if it is a confidential request, then just the staff. There's about five of us that will lift that up and will not share that any further. There's also, I don't think it's in the seat pocket, but they're out on the welcome desk. There's a little card. We're coming up on Good Friday and Palm Sunday and Easter. This is probably the most exciting time of the year for Christians. Our Palm Sunday, I'll be talking about this more, but we'll have an Easter egg hunt for the children. We'll have a luncheon and all sorts of just worship together. What a great opportunity to invite friends, co-workers, neighbors that don't have a church home. This little card has just some basic information about when we meet. So just to kind of highlight those things. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 23. Now, is Colby in the house? Come up here, Colby. Today the youth are starting a two-day, I have no idea what to call that. It's kind of like Youth Madness days. Come up here, Colby. We got a house full of youth. Colby is going to read the word to us today out of Psalms 23. Oh, man, dude, we need to put an extension on that thing, man. Go ahead. It's right there.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Good job, buddy. Right up top. All right. We got some awesome youth, and we like having you guys around. If you'll pray with me. Father, we have invited your Holy Spirit, and we have sensed your presence. We pray now that you would speak. Nobody wants to hear from me, Lord. We want to hear from you. So come, Holy Spirit, speak in power and authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I am beginning a sermon series today. For 6 weeks, we will be diving into one verse at a time. We'll be diving into Psalm 23. The sermon series is Life Lessons for Sheep. Now, if you've been with our church for very long, 5 years ago, I preached on Psalm 23, and it's back by popular demand. Okay, it's just back. Okay, it's just back. Bradley, it's just back, buddy. All right. Today's lesson is contentment. So We're going to be, as I said, we're going to be looking at verse 1. We're going to take this passage, this psalm. This is probably many of your favorite scripture. How many of you, Psalm 23, your favorite passage? A few of you? Many people love this psalm. It's a great psalm. I use it a lot at funerals, and it's just, there's just something about this psalm. King David wrote this psalm. And so this as we look at verse 1 today, we're gonna slow down and look at that a little closer. But that word contentment, if you look at the definition of that word contentment, here's one definition: a state of being contented, satisfaction. It's so peace of mind. You know, maybe I'm just the only one, but I've said this before, this world is hard, isn't it? I mean, there's illness, there's broken relationships, there's financial stress, there's just, you know, we just, it's hard. Jesus didn't play with us. He told us the truth. In this world, we will have trouble. But I love the second half of that passage. He says, but I've overcome the world. And so this first passage, that word contentment, a peace of mind. Now, this is not, this is different than complacency, where it's just like, you know, where we just kind of lay there like a blob and let everything happen around us. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about peace of mind, peace in the midst of the storm. I love the passage where Jesus is in the boat and the disciples, and the storm is raging around them. I can just see the disciples kind of, and you see them running around in the boat, you know, they're like, we're all going to die. And what's Jesus doing? He's sleeping. You think he had peace? That's what we're going for. That's what we're going to talk about today. So, as we look at verse 1, the first point I want to make is we are like sheep. We are like sheep. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. So he's speaking as what? A sheep. He is speaking as a sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. Shepherds are over sheep. So we are like sheep. David is referring to himself as a sheep, and guess what? You and I are sheep. We just are. Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I just want you to get a little taste of this. I ran across this when I preached on this passage 5 years ago. Go ahead and fire that up for me, Alan.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. 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 He's got a flock of lambs to know and run. He's scared to steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fence looking for some friends. God saw me scram, so he brought me back again. Cause I'm alive. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going. Gotta take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs to know and run. He's scared of stealing from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
I know y'all are disappointed. I cut it right off at the guitar solo. I mean, you can Google that and YouTube it, and you can find it and watch the whole thing. But, you know, so David is saying that we are sheep. We are sheep. We are referred to as followers of Christ. We are referred to as sheep throughout the Bible. I just jotted down a couple of things here. Isaiah says we like sheep have gone astray. We like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and we're going to talk more about the attributes of sheep, but that'll make more sense in a minute. Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd." What does that make us? Sheep. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know the sheep, and the sheep know me. You know, if you, especially back in biblical days, when the shepherd lived with the sheep, And they got to know his voice. They would follow the shepherd because they understood his voice. Now, the analogy of us being sheep and Jesus being our shepherd may be a beautiful analogy, but it is not a flattering one. Okay? You'll see why here in just a second. Sheep by nature are weak. Sheep by nature are weak. They are easily overcome, overpowered by predators. Sheep by nature are helpless. They get lost. Did you know a sheep can't even clean themselves? They're helpless, defenseless, absolutely no defense mechanism. They don't have claws, sharp teeth. They're not fast. Their coat is not impenetrable. Even a skunk smells bad. But sheep are defenseless. They're totally dependent. They're at the mercy of the shepherd. And yes, here we go, church. Anybody feeling insulted yet? This one will do it. Sheep are dumb. Sheep are dumb. Man, aren't you glad Jesus referred to us as sheep? Now that we know all about sheep. Sheep will do whatever the one next to them is doing. If the next one beside them is eating a poisonous plant, they'll eat a poisonous plant and die. If they walk off a cliff, then everybody else will follow. And I know my mom's here today, and you've all heard. Are you? If everybody else was jumping off a cliff, would you jump off? Y'all have heard it, right, from your mom? Sheep are dumb. Sheep need a shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd. Secondly, the Lord, Jesus, is a personal shepherd dedicated to every sheep. I love the passage. I love the passage that Jesus tells this story in Luke chapter 15. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." So, you know, it's not that that Jesus is saying, I'm not concerned about the whole 100. What he's saying is, even the one matters. So take your finger, point it up like this. Now point it to your chest like that. You matter to Jesus. You matter to Jesus. He is personal, and he is dedicated to you. And thirdly, surrendering to the shepherd's care leads to contentment. Surrendering to the shepherd's care leads to contentment. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's this this peace that falls over us when we surrender to the shepherd's care. Now here's the problem for us as people. There's a battle against contentment because we tend to focus on what we don't have rather than on what we have. Don't we, church? I mean, we just do. And you know, you've heard me say this before, but we come out of the womb self-centered, don't we? I've got a little 10-month-old grandson, and it's just the way it is. It's all about Oliver for Oliver right now. It's all about Oliver. I mean, if he's hungry, he wants to be fed. If he's dirty or wet, he wants to be changed. If he's sleepy, he wants to sleep. It's all about, that's the way we come into this world, self-centered, and that's when we get ourselves in trouble. We get ourselves in trouble when we focus too much on what we don't have rather than what we have. Jesus is the calm in the center of the storm. He is the shepherd. He says, I love this passage. I preached on this a few weeks ago. Jesus saying, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you what? Rest." Is there anybody besides me that needs rest? And I'm not talking about physical rest. Maybe we need physical rest too. But just, he says, rest for our souls. because the world is just chaotic. I mean, it's just, there's something all the time. It's just, if we're all healthy and happy and got plenty of money in the bank and all that, that may be a short little window of time. That our circumstances are constantly changing because this world is tough. Jesus says, you want rest for your soul? Come to me. You burdened? Come to me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Rest, contentment. This today, I wanted to just introduce us with verse 1. This is going to be, and you can go ahead and say amen if you want. This is going to be a short message today.
Amen.
Amen. Don't get used to it, okay, Jim? Just don't get used to it. You're gone next week. I'm going to make it short just to spite you next week. Just saying. Rest, contentment. Raise your hand if you want that in your life. I mean, because it's just chaos all the time around us. And it seems like we're just, something is, either the kids are little and they're, climbing off of this and that, or the kids are older and then now they're teenagers and it's like craziness, and then we're empty nests and it's like some new problems. There's always things. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The sheep knew that the shepherd was in charge. They knew that the shepherd would find water, knew that the shepherd would take them to green pastures where they could feed, knew that while they were sleeping, the shepherd was watching for predators, for those that meant them harm. They could rest. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This week, it's a short sermon, but you have homework. And here's your homework. I've listed it, I think, in your handout there. Memorize this verse. As we walk through Psalms 23, I want to invite you. I want that psalm should be something that you can just quote it. You just can say it verbatim in times of need. So we're going to, verse by verse, we're going to memorize this. Say the verse. Memorize it. Write it out on a piece of paper. Say it at least once a day. And next week, we're going to add verse 2 to that as well. And then every day this week, you can write here's how you could do it. You could write a Monday and then a line out beside it. Tuesday or a line out beside it. Wednesday, and go all the way through the week and have one item that you write out. One thing you're thankful for on Monday, and then something else you're thankful for on Tuesday, and something else on Wednesday, and so forth. Write it out. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord that He is your shepherd, and because of that, you shall not want, and be content in your blessings. If you would just bow your heads with me. Father, you are a good shepherd, and we are thankful that you have already laid down your life for your sheep. That you have found us important enough to sacrifice your very life for us. Help us to know your voice. Help us to block everything else out except your voice. May we hear directly from you. We thank you for being the good shepherd. We thank you for wanting personal, relational intimacy with us. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I want to invite you as the praise team comes up, as we close, invite you to stay. God's word says that when someone accepts the Lord and Savior, when they come to faith in Him, that the angels in heaven rejoice. They shouldn't get all the fun. The angels shouldn't have all the fun. We need to be rejoicing. When someone makes a decision for Christ, we need to be rejoicing that. So I invite you to stay and celebrate as we baptize Matt. So if you'll rise as we close. Give us just a minute. The kids are coming in. I think I threw them off, too. While the kids are coming in, I wanted to just tell y'all, the reason we bring the children in for these baptisms, because we hope that it generates questions. So moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, if you have questions, answer them. And if you have things you'd like Carlene or myself to help with, we're around. pray. Matt, you ready? The ice cubes have melted. I'm sorry. If you'll stand right there for just a second. Okay. So you have professed your faith in Jesus Christ. And the last question I'll ask you, do you want to be baptized in that faith?
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you'll sit right there, Matt. Family, you guys want to come up here so you can get a better view? It does, moms, dads, anybody that wants to come up? Awesome. Okay. So you'll hold your nose, Matt, so you don't get a head full of water. Matt, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay right there. Awesome. Woo! All right, any family or friends that want to come up as I pray over Matt as we close today? Can you guys scrunch in here and put a hand on the shoulder or something? Put your hand on Daddy's shoulder. Hold his hand. There you go. All right. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have died for Matt and that he had said yes to you. We rejoice with the angels in heaven. We ask that you would fill him with your Holy Spirit. Father, we don't even know completely what all that does and what all that means, but we know we want it. We want you. And so, Father, fill him from the top of his head to the tip of his toes. May he be, as your word says, may be a new creation. Father, bless this family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Go and let Jesus be your shepherd. Go and tell someone. We are dismissed. All right, buddy.
We fall down. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. We break his song, mercy and love at the feet of Jesus.